नमो अरियंतारम, नमो सेतारम, नमो आरियारम, नमो वजायनम, नमो लोय सविसाव नम ऐसपर्श नमो कारो सैपा पराशनो मंगलम चे सविसिंग परम हवि मंगलम।
चतारि मंगलम, अरिहंत मंगलम, सिद्ध मंगलम, साहु मंगलम, केवली प्रांतो तम मंगलम। चतारि लुगुत्मा, अरिहंत लुगुत्मा, सिद्ध लुगुत्मा, साहु लुगुत्मा, केवली प्रांतो तम लुगुत्मा। चतारि शरण पवजामि सिद्ध अरिहंत शरण पवजामि, सिद्ध शरण पवजामि, साहु शरण पवजामि, केवली प्रांतो तम शरण पवजामि।
ओके आरुष, कैन यू जस्ट से नमोकार मंत्र वन मोर टाइम स्लोली?
ओके, नमो अरिहंतारम, नमो सेतारम, नमो आयरियारम, नमो वचायनम, नमो लोय सवे साउनम, ऐसो पंच नमोकारो सवे पां वपनाशनो मंगलायनम चे सवे सिंह परम हवाई मंगलम।
पढ़म हवई मंगलम नहीं है आरुष, दैट इज पढ़मम हवई मंगलम।
परम परमम हवई मंगलम।
ओके एंड जेमिन, इन द चतारी मंगल पार्ट द लास्ट लाइन व्हेन यू आर सेइंग केवली पनतम धम्मम शरणम पवज्जामि, आई थिंक यू सेड केवली पनत्तो धम्मो शरणम पवज्जामि। It is kevali panattam dhammam sharanam pavajjami. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, good. Okay, so what we will do today is we will continue with where Anubhavji left last week. I think we completed the Namokar Mantra quiz, right? Where each one of you started asking questions. So Namokar Mantra chapter was over, right? Does anyone remember?
I think so.
Yeah, we were playing the quiz and, you know, the quiz goes like this. Everyone should ask one question and, you know, that should be from the same topic. One by
one. I thought, Sachinji.
Yeah, Arjun.
I thought we were telling one fact about each section, not a question.
Oh, yeah, you're right, Arjun. I just wanted to know that, and I was waiting that who is going to answer that. We were not asking the question. We were basically kind of presenting one fact from each of the topics. One of the topics, but each one of you are presenting one by one fact, right? So
yeah.
Today... What we will do is, let's take, do we all remember that we went through a chapter by name Jeev and Ajeev?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what we will do, we will, you know, go through this topic. Each one of you will present one fact from Jeev and Ajeev, and once you are completely exhausted, I will say if at all there is anything which you have missed. Okay? Okay, so let's start. We'll start with Arush, and then Arush, Arjun, Diya, Jamin, and Natasha. One by one. So, Arush, can we start with you? Any fact
yes.
you know about the topic Jeev and Ajeev or whatever you have learned of that topic?
I have learned that Jeev is a soul and Ajeev is a body. Soul has knowledge, but body does not have knowledge.
Okay. Good, Arush. Let's keep it to one fact so that everyone gets an opportunity to speak. Okay, very good, Arush. Let's move to Arjun.
So, Ajeev, does not have knowledge attribute and does not know.
Okay, very good. Diya, your turn. What are you know about Jeevan, a new topic?
The matter substance is entirely different from me, the soul.
Okay, so what do you mean by matter here? Matter is Jeev or Ajeev?
Ajeev.
Ajeev. Okay. Who's the next one? Jamin?
I am the soul and I have the knowledge attribute and I know using it.
Good. Natasha?
It is the soul that gives us happiness. Like, for example, if, like, I cut myself on the hand, I feel the pain, but it's not my body that feels the pain. My soul feels the pain.
Excellent. Very good. Okay, moving back to Arush.
Soul has gyan. Can feel and can think.
Sorry, could you repeat that, Arush? Soul has?
Soul has knowledge, can feel. I mean, soul has knowledge, gyan, can feel and think.
Okay. Very good. Arjun?
I think I can't think of anything, but I'm sure there's more.
Okay, so Diya, do you know anything about Jeevan Ajeev topic or do you feel it's, you know, all the points are done? Discriminative science. What is discriminative science?
Ved Gyan.
Okay, good. Who's the next one? Jamin. Jamin, any other points from you?
No.
No, okay. Natasha?
So, for Bhedyan, all of our souls are different, so none of our souls are alike. And it is because that our souls are different that we know by our own knowledge, not anyone else's.
Okay, very good. Arush, any other points?
Yes, there are points.
Yes, tell.
Soul is living. But body is non-living. That means Jeev is living and a Jeev is non-living.
Very good. So Arjun doesn't have any other points. Arjun, do you recollect anything else?
No, I do not. I'm sorry.
Diya, do you remember anything?
Yes. There is no happiness in the body. There is happiness in soul.
Okay, there is no happiness in the body. There is happiness in the soul. Okay. Next is Jamin. Jamin, do you recollect anything else?
The body doesn't know anything.
The body doesn't know anything. Good. Okay, Natasha, your turn.
I can't really think of anything. I think everyone has said most of the points, or I just can't remember anything else.
Okay, that's okay. Arush, do you remember anything else?
Each soul is different. Each soul has its own identity.
Yeah, I think this point was covered, right? But nevertheless, okay, each soul has its own identity. Okay, Soul never stops knowing. Very good. Good. So do you have any other points, Arush? Whatever points you know, please speak.
No.
No? Okay. So anyone else remembers any other points? Arush, Arjun, Diya, Jamin, Natasha?
I do.
Diya, you know any other point? Tell me.
The body and I am different from each other.
The body and I am different from each other. I means what?
We.
We means what? I means what? The point is right. The body and I am different from each other. So, when you say the body and I, what do you mean by I?
Soul.
I, soul. Right? Jeev. Good. Okay. Yeah, very good. I guess everyone has, I think, covered the entire thing about Jeev and Ajeev. Let me recollect if anything is missed. I think the soul and matter, everyone told, and right, I think everything is good. Okay, I have one question, and whoever knows the answer, just tell me whether they know the answer or not. Who can define Bhed Gyan for me with an example?
I can.
Do you guys understand the question?
Yeah, I can.
Okay, that was Natasha, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Natasha can. What about Arush?
No.
Arush, no. Arjun?
No.
No. Okay. Diya?
What do you mean by
that? I asked, can you define what is the meaning of Bhed Gyan with an example? Like everyone knows Bhed Gyan is discriminative science, right? But can you explain with an example?
No.
Okay. Jamin?
No.
No. So we have only Natasha who can explain us with an example. Okay. Let's hear to what Natasha has to say. Yes, Natasha.
Okay. So Bhed Gyan is known as discriminative science. And basically what discriminative science is that it has to do with, like, knowing the difference. So an example of this is, like, between... Like, the common example would be between the soul and the body. So, it's like saying that the soul is not... No, the soul is living, and our body is non-living. That is the reason why that our soul gives us happiness, and not somebody else's soul.
Very good, Natasha. So now, does everyone remember, recollect what Bhed Gyan is and how do you do Bhed Gyan in your day-to-day life? Diya, Arush, Arjun, Jamin, do you understand? Arush, do you understand that?
A little.
A little. Okay. What about Arjun?
I understand it, but I probably wouldn't be able to give an example.
Okay. What about Diya? Did you understand?
Yes.
Okay. What about Jamin? Did you understand?
No.
No? Okay. Okay. So... What is Bhed Gyan? As Natasha pointed out, and she explained Bhed Gyan, everyone knows Bhed Gyan is discriminative science. Right? Now, Bhed Gyan is, you know, in a simple language, is nothing but differentiating on each of the particles from each of the Jeev or Ajeev. For example, if let's say that okay, so Jamin, you go to school daily?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you go to school and then you come back from school and you do your homework, everything, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, so when you say that you go to school, you study in the school, you come back from school, and then, you know, you do your homework, is it all these things are you doing? When you say you are doing, what do you mean? Is it you who is doing all these things? Or is
body
it your
is
body?
Doing it.
So your body is doing all these things, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So now, when you say that your body is doing, right? So can the body do this forever?
No, because the body dies.
The body dies. So who lives?
The soul.
The soul lives, right? So this is nothing but a great example of how do you differentiate between body and soul. Although your body, your hands, your legs, they are the one who do all the physical activities, like you pick up the pen and do the homework with your hands, right? You play soccer using your legs, right? Then you speak. Everything is, you know, each and every part of body that is kind of doing it. But body, as we all know, is ajiv, right? The body is ajiv. Soul is jiv. So if body is jiv, then body will be able to do all these things every time forever, right? But we know that body dies, right? So
yeah.
This is how you differentiate, and you can very well differentiate for each and every task that you perform in your day-to-day life, right? From getting up in the morning till the time you go to bed, right? Everything that a body performs, right? It's because of the soul which is present there. Once the soul goes away, the body dies and the body cannot do anything. It doesn't move. It becomes like any other, you know, any other putgal particle, any other non-living things, any other ajiv, like a chair or a stool or a, you know, or a bed. Got it? Arush, did you understand now?
No, not still.
Still not?
No.
Okay, so let us take one more example. So Arush, what do you like?
I like baseball.
Okay, you like baseball. Okay, so when you go and play baseball, right?
Yes.
So who is playing? Are you playing or is your body playing?
Our body.
So your body is playing, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, tomorrow, you know, let's take an example where you fall sick. Okay?
Yes.
So you fall sick and, you know, you're not able to, you know, the doctor has advised you to take bed rest. So you are taking rest, and you know you don't have enough strength to get up and, you know, walk. So will you be able to play?
No.
Why?
Because our body is sick.
So the body is sick, so you're not able to play, right?
Yes.
Okay. After a few days, you recover yourself, and you know, then you are fit enough, so you again go to playground and play. Right?
All right.
Okay, so here who is playing again? Is it your body?
Our body.
Yeah. So, now, everyone, you know, has to die one day, right?
Yes.
When I say everyone has to die, what do I mean? Am I talking about a person's soul which will die or a person's body which will die?
A person's body.
A person's body dies, right?
Yes.
So, does soul ever die?
No, because the soul will become into something else.
Yeah, the soul, you know, just gets out of the body and it becomes something else. Yeah, it chooses another body, or you're not sure whether it is going to kind of, you know, be in, you know, any of the, whether you are going to, you know, the soul is going to be into a body of a human being, or is it going to be in body of a dev, or going to be in body of any of the animals or insects.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, here... So here you are differentiating between your body and your soul, right?
Yes.
Correct. If you are not able to differentiate, then your body should be able to play baseball in any condition, right? Whether you are sick, whether you are, you know, not sick, whether you are fit, you should be able to play your baseball, right?
Yes.
Correct. The same way, like, you know, once the soul goes away from the body, then, you know, if there is no differentiation, right, if the body is, you know, not differentiated from soul, then your body should be able to function, right? Right. So this is nothing but what you have done now, what we have just discussed, is nothing but we have done a Bhed Gyan, right? Bhed Gyan means we have done a discriminative science between body and soul, between Jeev and Ajeev. Got it?
Got it.
Good. Does anyone has any question on Bhed Gyan? So I assume everyone is clear about Bhed Gyan, right? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Okay, now let's go to the next topic. I think the other topic which is left is Tirthankar and Bhagwan. Okay? So let's start. Arush, starting with you. Tell any fact you know about Tirthankar and Bhagwan.
Tirthankar are 24, but Bhagwan are infinite.
Okay, Tirthankars are 24, Bhagwans are infinite. Okay, Arjun?
Tirthankars are Bhagwan, but Bhagwan is not a Tirthankar.
Tirthankars are Bhagwan, but Bhagwan is not Tirthankar. Okay, good. Next, who is the next one? Dia? Yeah, Dia. Tell me anything what you know about Tirthankar and Bhagwan.
About Tirthankar, he took the right path to meditation.
Only 1.4, everyone. Okay? So what you said, Tirthankar preaches the right path to liberation. Okay. Okay, next one. Jamin?
Tirthankar is a result of virtue. Bhagwan is a result of dharma.
Tirthankars are a result of virtue. Bhagwan is a result of dharma. Okay, you mean basically to become Tirthankar is a result of virtue. And to become Bhagwan is a result of dharma. Okay, great. Natasha?
Tirthankar have chin, Bhagwan don't.
Sorry, say that again, Natasha.
Tirthankar have chin and symbol, and
okay.
Bhagwan don't.
Okay.
My turn.
Yes, Harush.
Tirthankars have symbols and samosharan. But Bhagwans don't have symbols and samosharan.
Okay, very good. Arjun?
What else was there? Did Ankur's give us Jinvani and show us the path of liberation?
Tithankar give us Jinvani and
yes.
shows us the path of liberation.
Yes.
So are you saying that Bhagwan doesn't show us the path of liberation?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, we'll come back to it. Okay, Dia, your turn.
Tirthankar, one can attain happiness without being Tirthankar. Bhagwan, one cannot attain happiness without being Bhagwan.
Okay, one can attain happiness without being Tirthankar. One cannot attain happiness without being Bhagwan. Okay. Jamin?
Tirthankar give us Divya Dhani, Bhagwans don't.
I think that point is done, Jamin. Do you have any other point? And by the way, Jamin, it is not like Bhagwan don't give Divya Dhani. Basically, it is not compulsory that Bhagwan has to give Divya Dhvani. Okay, any other point do you remember, Jamin?
Can you come back to me?
Sorry?
Can you come back to me?
Okay. Natasha?
Bhagwan is Vitragi, Sarvagya, and Hitupadeshi.
Bhagwan is Vitragi, Sarvagya, and Hitupadeshi. Very good. Okay. Arush.
Tirthankar preaches the right path of liberation.
That point is done, Arush.
Tirthankar is surrounded by magnificence of Samosharan.
Okay, Tirthankar is surrounded by magnificence of Samosharan. Very good. Arjun?
What was my point? Give me a second here. I remember it.
No problem. Okay, no problem. Take your time.
Oh, Bhagwan has no attachment and has Vitragi?
Okay, I think that's what Natasha told. Bhagwan is Sarvagya, Hitopadeshi, and Vitragi. Yeah, do you remember any other points, Arjun?
Yeah.
Yes.
Was it brought up that these Dunkers have white blood?
Yes, you can say that.
Okay, that's my point.
Okay. Who's next? Dia.
Tirthankar have Panch Kalyanak. Bhagwan do not have Panch Kalyanak.
Okay, Tirthankar have Panch Kalyanak. Bhagwan do not have Panch Kalyanak. Very good. Jamin.
There is 24 different symbols for the 24 Bhagwan.
Okay. We take that good. Natasha?
So to add on to the Kalyanaks, Kalyanaks are 5 stages to being a Tirthankar.
Okay, very good. Kalyanak has 5 stages for Tirthankar. Good. Arush?
Tirthankars have divine sound, but Bhagwans don't.
Yeah, that's done. It's not that Bhagwan don't. It is like the divine sound is not compulsory for Bhagwan.
Yes.
Okay? Anything else do you remember, Arush?
Let me see. All devs are not Bhagwan.
That is done, Arush. All Tithankars are not Bhagwan, but all Bhagwans are. All Tithankars are Bhagwan, but all Bhagwans are not Tithankars.
No, like, all devs are not Bhagwan.
All devs are not Bhagwans. What do you mean by devs? Dev means? Who will answer this question? What is Dev? Who is Dev? Arjun, do you remember?
I don't remember, Sachinji.
Don't remember.
Isn't a Dev a Bhagwan?
We learned about Devs. We learned about Dev and Guru.
Oh, Dev is isn't Devs Arihanta Parameshti and Siddha Parameshti?
Right. So Devs are, there are two Devs, Arihanta Parameshti and Siddha Parameshti. Right? So Arihanta Parameshti and Siddha Parameshti, are these two Bhagavans or not?
They are.
So Arush, what was your point when you said all Devs are not Bhagavan? What was your point, Arush? You said all Devs are not Bhagavans, right?
Yeah.
So, you know, who are Devs? We have Arihant Parameshti and Siddha Parameshti as Devs, right? So,
yes.
Are you saying that Arihanta Parameshti and Siddha Parameshti are not Bhagavans? They are Bhagavans, right, Arush?
Yes.
Okay.
I must have gotten mixed up. All Devs are Bhagwan.
Yes. All Devs are Bhagwans. Okay, good. Arjun, do you remember any other point? This is going great. You guys are doing an excellent job. I never thought that, you know, all of you remember so many points. And good, good. Tell me, Arjun.
So, in the Panchkalyanas, there's 5 stages. And the first stage is Garbh Kalyanak.
The first stage is Garbh Kalyanak. Very good.
The second stage is...
Arjun, just leave it with the first stage.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's see. You know, everyone should be remembering. Diya, your turn. Can you tell me what is the second stage? Arjun said the first stage is Garbh Kalyanak. What is the second stage?
Janma Kalyanak.
Second stage, Janma Kalyanak. Okay, very good. Jamin, do you remember what the third stage is called?
Is it Tap?
Tap Kalyanak. Okay, who will tell whether Jamin is right or wrong? Natasha?
I think it's called Janma Kalyanak.
Natasha, your voice is not clear.
I think it's called Diksha Kalyanak.
Diksha Kalyanak, okay. So what is the fourth Kalyanak known as?
The fourth one I think is Gyan.
Gyan. Okay, and what is the last Kalyanak, Arush?
Moksh Kalyanak.
Moksh Kalyanak. Okay, good. So you all remember 5 Kalyanak, that's good. So does anyone has any other point in Tithankar and Bhagwan, or are we done with all the points? Anyone can tell if at all they have any other points to add? No, Arush? No other point?
Let me look if I have... If I remember.
Okay, Arjun, do you remember any other points?
Without being a debunker, you can be happy, but without being a Bhagwan, you cannot be happy?
Yes, I guess that is done.
I remember one point.
Yeah, please.
Everyone can get moksha without becoming Tirthankar. No one can get moksha without becoming Bhagwan.
Okay, very good. Anything else? Jamin, do you remember anything else?
No.
No. Diya, do you remember anything else?
No.
No. Natasha, do you remember anything else?
Not really.
I'll have to give some clues and then I think people will start telling. What?
Wait, yeah.
Yeah,
from
tell.
From the five Parameshtis, Arhanta and Siddha are the only Parameshtis that are Bhagwan. The
okay.
rest are Guru.
Yes, that's fine. Okay, let me tell you one point which everyone, I think, missed. There was something which we learnt about some karma, naam karma.
Tirthankar naam karma.
Good, Tirthankar naam karma. And where does this get covered? So what is the importance of Tirthankar naam karma?
To be a Tirthankar, you have to have Tirthankar naam karma.
Yeah, in whom Tirthankar naam karma has come to fruition. About Tirthankar, right?
Yeah.
Okay. One more important thing which everyone missed. Tirthankar and Bhagwan. You were excellent in telling what a Tirthankar is, what a Bhagwan is. You were very good in differentiating the Tirthankar and Bhagwan. You guys covered all the differences. Everything, but one basic thing which you guys missed, and the answer for that lies in one of the differences between Tirthankar and Bhagwan. Someone told, right, that there are infinite Bhagwans, but there are 24 Tirthankaras. So, does that ring any bell? 24 Tirthankaras. Come on, do you want any other clue? Still nothing? No, Diya? 24 Tirthankaras. All of you, do you remember the name of 24 Tirthankaras?
I do.
Then?
I do.
Then everyone should have started saying. Okay, let's do one thing.
I want to say.
Arush, you are going to say first five Tirthankaras' name. Just the first five, okay?
Rishabhnath, Ajitnath, Sambhavnath, Abhinandanath, Sumatinath.
Okay, so the next five by Arjun.
Okay, I remember them, but it is it. Can I just do the first 10 quickly? Because that'll be easier for me.
Yes, you can do that.
Rishabhdev, Ajitnath, Sambhavnath, Abhinandanath, Sumatinath, Pradmapuram, Suparshunath, Sheetalnath, Shreyansnath, and I can't remember. I think I skipped one.
You skipped two, Arjun.
Oh.
You want to try again? The first 10?
It's fine. I'll Which ones did I skip?
Okay, let's ask Diya. Diya, which one did Arjun skip? Did he skip in the first place or was he right?
He skipped in the first.
He skipped? So what? Which one did he skip?
He skipped Chandraprab.
Chandraprab.
And Pushpadan.
Chandraprab and Pushpadan. Okay. So can you do one thing, Diya? Can you tell the first 10 Tirthankaras' name? Just the first 10.
Rishabhnath, Ajitnath, Sambhunath, Abhinandanath, Samatinath, Brahmaprab, Sipashinath, Chandraprab, Pushpadan, Sheetalnath.
Okay. Okay. Till Sheetalnath. Okay. Jamin, can you tell me the next 5 from 11 to 15 after Sheetalnath?
Shreyansnath, Vasupujya, Vimalnath, Anantanath, and Dharmanath.
Very good. Okay. Natasha, can you tell me the next 5 after Dharamnath?
Shantinath, Gunthanath, Arenath, Malinath, Munisuvratnath.
Very good. And Arush, can you tell me the next 5?
Yes.
After Munisuvratnath, okay? You have to tell me the next 5.
Munisuvratnath.
Munisuvratnath is done. After that, you have to tell me the next 5.
Naminath, Neminath, Parshnath, and Mahavir.
That's only 4.
Vardhaman.
Vardhaman is another name of Mahavir Swami.
Oh.
So I said after Munisuvratnath, tell me the next 5, right?
Yes, but...
And you said Naminath, Neminath, Parshnath, Mahavir Swami. Who can tell me the next 5 Tirthankaras after Munisuvratnath?
Can I?
Arjun.
There no one, because wasn't there only 4?
There are only 4 with 24 Tirthankaras.
There are only 4?
Yeah.
Okay, are you guys sure?
Yes.
Yeah.
Arush, you are sure there are only 4 after Munisuvratnath?
Yes.
Okay. Good job, guys. So there are only 24 Tirthankaras, right? Okay. Now, if you remember, Anubhavji has taught us one poem, right? If it is difficult for you to remember all these 24 names, he had, you know, given us a beautiful poem, which is just 4-line poems, which contains all the Tirthankar Bhagwan's name, right? Like Rishabh, Ajit, Sambhava, Abhinandan, Sumati, Padma, Supashvaji, Narai, Chandra, Puh, Pashital, Shreyans, Jin, Vasu, Pujya, Pujit, Sur, Rai, Vimal Anant Dharma Jasa Ujjwal Chanti Kuntu Aramalli Manai Muni Suvratana Minemi Pashwa Prabhu Vardhaman Pada Pushpa Chadai. Do you all recollect this?
Yes.
Yes, whenever I say the 24 Tirthankars, I remember this poem.
Very good. So if you remember this poem, right, you will be easily able to recollect all the 24 Bhagwan's name. Good. I think we have covered everything in Tirthankar and Bhagwan too. And I think with this, we have completed all the topics what we have learned last year. Char Mangal Paath, Dev Darshan, Jeeva Jeev, Namukar Mantra, and Tirthankar and Bhagwan. Okay. Good. So, what we are going to do... Did Anubhavji give all of you any kind of activity, any questions did he ask last time? Or last to last class and asked you to get the answer for?
No.
No?
No.
Are you all sure? I think he asked one question 2 weeks back. And I think last week he asked whether everyone has the answer And then he said, okay, you know, you can go talk to your parents and get the answers. We'll discuss this in the next class. So I don't want to discuss the answer here. I'll wait for Anubhav ji in the next class to answer. But his question was, there were two questions which he asked. First is, what is the age of Rishabhdev Bhagwan? Right? And the second question he asked was, what is the time difference between Mahavir Bhagwan and Adinath Bhagwan? I think 2 weeks back in the Pachala he asked this question, but I think we didn't, none of you got the answer, and he gave 1 more week. So I am also giving you 1 more week. In the next class, please do try to get the answer. What is the age of Rishabhdev Bhagwan? And what is the time difference between Mahavir Bhagwan and Adinath Bhagwan? Try to get this answer. Okay? Okay, so what do we do next? Okay, can we all open the Dev Stuti chapter? Let me know once you open that presentation.
Opened it. We've opened it.
Okay. So, what we are going to do is... Okay, we'll start in the same order. Arush, Arjun, Diya, Jamin and Natasha, each one of you are going to sing one paragraph. Okay? Only one stanza per person. So, okay, let's start with Arush. Arush, the first paragraph, please.
Oh God, devoid of attachment, omniscient or well-being creature, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledge, sinful fruit player.
Arjun, your turn.
Yeah, sorry, my PowerPoint is opening slow.
Okay. Okay, we'll come back to you, not a problem. Diya, can you...
It's fine. I got it.
Okay.
May we be kind to all souls and never speak the untruth. May we never do stealing. May we all practice celibacy.
Let not face our pride and greed. May we drink satisfaction nectar. May we always keep serving our Jayvajans so divine.
May we eliminate bad practices and spread good pleasing deeds. May we live happily with others, propagating our triumph religion.
In rich joys and gloomy sorrows, as mountains may we stay composed. May we always tread the path of righteousness, concentrating on our soul.
May we destroy 8 karmas that lead to unhappiness in the world. May we keep uttering your name, O Lord, that destroys all troubles.
May our souls remain untainted, deprived of the dust of all sins. Let true knowledge of ourselves grow within with religious education.
Standing on our feet with joined hands, we worship the old dear Lord and pray that all our hopes be fulfilled, we attain ourselves.
Oh God, devoid of attachment, omniscient or well-being creature, let our wrong beliefs get destroyed by knowledge and fulfill prayer.
Very good. And on going through Dev Stuti, I remembered one more thing which Anubhav ji had asked all of you. He had asked all of you to, you know, recite this poem and remember it. So, does anyone remember the whole Dev Stuti without seeing? Yes, no?
Yes.
No one, right? Okay, so this is one more thing for all of you to learn.
Okay.
Okay, so I guess we are done with our time. Let's do one more final thing. Okay, everyone, can you open the my introduction presentation? Does anyone know my introduction whole poem without seeing?
I do.
Okay, you know, Diya knows. Who else knows? Arush, Arjun, Jamin, Natasha. No? Okay. Let's open the presentation.
Sachinji, I got disconnected. Which one are we opening?
My introduction.
Oh, okay.
Let me know once you all have opened it.
I've opened it.
Opened it. Opened it.
Okay. So let's all, you know, sing together. Start. Pure soul
is love.
Knowing alone
is life.
Salvation
is my home.
With perfect
is my own
throne.
Outer or hunger,
Jinendra.
Jinendra.